Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Thank you to Trico for sponsoring this bonus Friday episode of our show. Riley, for over 100 years, Trico has been the leader in innovation and ingenuity for everything wiper blades. Trico is the first to mass produce... Yeah, Riley's mocking me on the Zoom. This is insane. Your voice is hitting a register that the Zoom is thinking is an AC unit of some kind because I didn't hear you for 20 seconds, and that's the truth. Trico is the first to mass produce wiper blades, and they've received numerous awards from vehicle manufacturers who trust Trico to put the best product on their vehicles. One of their products, Trico Neoform, is designed to match your vehicle's exact connection. That means no more guessing, no more hassle, and no more confusion while installing your wiper blades. Not only are they easy to install, but they're also high-quality beam blades that are built to beat any type of weather, and Riley's gagging as if this is making her nauseous. Go to wipers123.com and use promo code REVIEW, that's R-E-V-I-E-W, at checkout to receive $10 off your next order of $40 or more. That's a good deal. Thanks, Trico. Oh, fuck.
What?
Nothing. Let me try that again.
You're just playing. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, I know what this is.
Tons of stars on Yelp.com. We ran out of theme songs in the Gmail. No more songs. We are now waiting for another theme song to arise. Yelp reviews. Right?
That's so bleak.
I didn't put any effort into that. I really should have
so
written
bleak.
Something.
That was, I do appreciate that it was still like, it's still Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
We're still in that same vein. Wow. That's really bleak, both the song and the fact that we don't have any more theme song submissions right now.
Yeah. Well, we've been not banking episodes necessarily, but like this episode we're recording on September 2nd and it comes out on September 24th. So by then we probably will have more. But until then, let's just do tons of stars on Yelp.com.
Amazon and TripAdvisor.
Niche Backpack. Review site. Because sometimes there's episodes where we're like, oh, this is a review site for only... You know?
For only bumper stickers. Bumper stickers. Yeah. Speaking of bumper stickers, this is not Bumper Stickers 3, but it is a bonus Friday. And we're just going to cut right to the goddamn chase. We're talking drive-through car washes.
Drive-through car washes.
We're talking one of my favorite things to experience. We're talking a meditation den in your car.
Yeah.
While, like, Technicolor... suds roll off your windshield.
Sure.
Beat on your sunroof if you have a sunroof, or beat on your hood if it, I mean, it's just the
beating
hood. Beating some meat overseas. And I mean, what a time. What a time from being a kid and going through one to then driving it through yourself, and that little bit of fear when it's like, oh, I hope I line my car on the track just so.
Yeah. Either you're driving out with a clean car or four flats.
100%. Jeff, drive-through car washes. Tell me about it.
My favorite one in the world, I just Googled it, is Blue Wave. Actually, that's not a drive-through one. That's one where you get out. But there
That's one where you hope that Democrats across the nation kind of vote and toe the party line.
No, it's,
so it's not so much as a car wash as it is a political movement.
That one's just kind of flipping the Senate in a way.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I had a dream last night.
that you flipped the Senate.
That I personally flipped it. No one else voted. No, I had a dream that Emma Seligman, director of Shiva Baby, followed me back on Instagram. And that was the dream, and I was happy to have it that way.
How does that have anything to do with anything?
I don't remember the thread. I had it, and then it just went away.
I had a dream that I had two blonde children. I had a son who was 11 and a
daughter.
You wouldn't
know what to do with blondes.
Who was 3, and the son was named Ray.
There you go. See, that's where you get in a marriage where you don't like the guy so much that you don't like the kids.
And no, he was named Ray because he was blonde. And I was like, oh, what a ray of sunshine.
Right. So I'm going to talk about car washes. Blue Wave is in West LA. I think it's in Westwood. I've only been there once. It was like an $80 wash.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but
wait,
it was
that's
the cleanest
not a
the car's
that's
ever
like
been.
The kind that it's like that's the one they get up in the nook and crannies. Okay, so that's not actually what we're talking about.
I saw
so
Adam Scott at one.
About. So it's not what we're talking about.
All right. Then I don't have it.
You've
then
never been through a drive-thru car
wash?
No,
I've been through a drive-thru one, just not recently. Not in LA. Only at Shell gas stations.
There is one that is a couple blocks away from my house. Yeah. And every time I go, I'm thinking, like, I'm going at the perfect time. There's going to be no one here.
Yeah.
Consistently a 45-minute line.
Of course.
But it's getting to the point where my white car looks so fucking filthy that I gotta just suck it up. And you know what? That's the time where it's like I get to call people and catch up because I'm like, I'm in this line for God knows how long. And I've actually had a good amount of phone calls with you in line at that drive-thru car wash, just kind of shooting the shit.
Actually, yeah. I feel like half the time I call you, you're in line at that car wash.
Yeah. But I love it because also like, oh, driving away from a car wash and your car just sparkles.
Yeah.
You feel like a god.
A what?
A god, a deity.
Okay.
You feel like Pharaoh, untouchable. Yeah. You feel like you will never die. And you feel
you'll
a little
die. You'll just have like a shiny car.
Omniscient, yeah. Omnipowerful.
You know,
stuff
all knowing,
like that.
Yeah.
All
always
knowing,
there.
All seeing, all present. Yeah.
A Santa Claus of yourself.
I was just going to say, you can tell who's been naughty and nice.
Yeah. It's just a clean car.
But somehow I'm Santa.
No, I agree with you though. It's a cozy environment.
Oh,
and
it's
I actually
so cozy. It's a womb. You actually what?
No, I actually need a car wash.
Same.
Should we get into it? Should we do our first review?
Yes.
Do you want to start us off?
This is where is this? This is Kebo Car Wash.
What?
K-E-E-B-O-O.
Okay.
Let me
like
see.
It sounds.
Spelled like it sounds. It's in Linwood, Washington.
Wow.
This is three stars from Jenny N.
Jenny Nice.
Jenny Nice. 3 stars from Jenny Nice. Oh, God. So the photo they attached a photo of the hood of their car with a bunch of tree sap stains. And the caption of the photo is, "Sap is really difficult to remove. First time car owner learning new things every day." And here's the review, 3 stars. "I had hoped that the $13 soft touch option would remove the tree sap from the hood of my car, but it did not. That's okay, though. I was being a little too optimistic. The tri-colored foam looked cool." Just to be like, "I was too optimistic to hope to get what I paid for. And that's on me. I'm just stupid." Kick the dirt.
I hereby sentence Daniel R.
Rashid
to 30 days county jail.
Oh, come on. Well, no, Your Honor, may I speak?
I mean, you had the best lawyer in town, so maybe you should talk to him about it.
All right. Hey, Reynold.
I'm sorry, man. I tried everything I could
no,
to keep you out of jail. I just, you know.
I put a hand on your shoulder. I'm sorry.
What?
Run my hand through my hair. No, it's all my fault. I mean, I should have guessed, you know. I had too high hopes. I dole out $500,000 for the best lawyer in town, and I was getting hopes too high.
You paid this man $500,000? This was unpaid parking tickets.
I know, but you know, like I'm saying, it's like, you should lock me away for life, because I deserve it. My hopes were too high to think that I could, you know, have this written off, and my hopes were too high to think that I could get a good lawyer for that price. It's really all, it all comes down to me. Reynold, I'm sorry, and Your Honor, I'm really sorry.
I've never done this.
I've never done this before, but I'm actually gonna change the sentence. Just
what?
2 weeks community service.
No! No, what are you talking about?
You paid $500,000 for unpaid parking tickets violations.
Yeah?
That's, I can't send you to jail.
But you should.
I feel too bad.
No, Your Honor, I stand up on the desk. Your Honor, I'm a big old dum-dum.
No.
I'm just a silly
actually,
boy.
Actually, yeah, you're not smart for spending that much money.
I'm a silly little boy.
Why did you spend this much on the lawyer, but you didn't pay your parking tickets?
Your Honor,
the money.
You pose an excellent question, and I can understand why you'd ask something like that. At the end of the day, it came down to the fact that I live for the drama.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, it was... look at little bird brain old me. I thought that it would give a lot of people entertainment to see a schmuck like me in a courtroom as grand as this.
Also, it says here... Sorry to interrupt. It says that you're a contractor. Where did you get this kind of money? Cut to him at, like, a gas station Stop and Shop. All right, and so just the $30 on pump four, and then you wanted these scratch-offs?
Yeah, just one scratch-off, but I'll just tell you right now, I'm never gonna win.
I mean, you get what you pay for with these things, you know? It's just like, you pay the $20 and then you just get a little thrill, but you probably don't win a lot of money.
No, I never win anything, and that's on me for thinking I could believe in myself or luck or Lady Fortune or for that matter. But just give me the little fucker, the little scratch off, and we'll just... and we'll see what happens. I bet it won't be much. My mom says I'm like Eeyore, but I don't see it. Anyway... Let me just...
Yeah, I don't know. Scratches it off.
Well, that can't be right.
What, you win like 50 bucks?
Try $50 million.
What? Cut back to the courtroom. You won the fucking lottery.
I'm changing the sentence again.
$30 days county jail.
Roar! Bump it up higher!
No! This is crazy.
I'm changing it to $10 million. For you to lock me away so I can't make any dummy little choices anymore.
$50,000 fine. It's going to go to a local school. All right, or something. I'll figure it out. This is crazy. You're like self-deprecating all the time. You think you don't deserve shit, but you still get it somehow.
And I shouldn't. And that's my fatal flaw. You really think a school will accept a donation from a guy like me?
Cut to you on The Bachelor.
Everyone, welcome. I can't thank you 28 beautiful people enough for being here tonight. And before things go any further, ladies, Chris, or whoever's hosting now...
It's my name's Ryan. Chris is like a bad guy.
Ryan, got it. I knew that Chris was bad, but I didn't know who he was replaced with, so thank you for introducing
yourself.
My
name's Ryan. I'm the new one.
Hi, Ryan. Ladies, Ryan, I don't want to waste...
Seacrest, I should say. Seacrest.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste anyone's time. So I'm just going to come right out and say it. I've hired some black cars outside to take you all home. You all can go back in
the
limos.
They all react.
And
none
of this, huh? None of this what? I see it all in your faces. No one wants to be with me. I was stupid to think I could come on this show when...
We see he's really hot. He's wearing gorgeous clothes because he still won the lottery.
He's a great style, too.
Yeah.
I could... I knew I shouldn't have done this. Who am I to think that I could come on the show and think I could find the love of my life? That's just...
You're independently wealthy. You never have to work another day in your life. You have the jawline of a chainsaw.
No, but
actually,
I'm
that's too jagged. You have the jawline of a straight edge saw.
I'm a dumb little boy. And I make all the wrong calls. So get out. Get out, all of you. I want to save you from, well, me. Why have none of you moved?
Because we all want to have sex with you and marry you. You're hot and rich. That's like the two things that you need to have.
Really?
I mean, the one thing is like your personality seems bad. Sorry to speak for the group, everybody, but I'm just,
everyone's
I'm Liza
like,
R.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, everybody's kind of agreeing. I'm Liza R. from Arkansas. Basically, work
how
on your personality.
How old are you, Liza?
I'm 28. I'm like a lawyer or some shit. You have everything going for you other than confidence.
I knew this was too good to be true.
How is that your reaction? I'm gassing you up.
Of course you were gassing me up, but then who is I to think that in all of that you wouldn't just say that I am the full package, because I guess I am missing confidence. Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid! You, Ryan, can you just kick all these incredible, gorgeous young women out of here?
No, we have a whole season of television to shoot. The only reason it's not going according to plan, we have the perfect bachelor in you. Just, what would make you feel confident? Just like...
How much time do you have?
Kind of a lot. Just... But how much... What would make you feel confident in this moment on this television show?
I guess if... You know what would make me feel confident? And I hope it's not too much to ask. I would love for all of these women to line up and one by one tell me all of my worst qualities.
What?
That would make me know that people see me for me. And that would make me confident in the things that I do have.
This
so you know
crazy.
What, Ryan? I want all of you to tell me what's wrong with me.
All right, ladies.
Other than the confidence thing.
They might need a couple minutes then. Ladies, line up. Yeah, let's go one by one, all 12 of you.
Hi, I'm Stephanie I. I'm from Salt Lake City, and I'm a teacher, I think. I am also 23 years old.
So young. How did we get her on here?
Because I'm so hot.
Yeah. I have a wife. I can't corroborate that.
God, you guys, this is really hard. I mean, he's perfect. The only thing wrong is his confidence. Other than the confidence, other than the confidence.
No, there's gotta be more. I know I'm a dumb little boy. And so I wanna make sure you guys see that. So we're just not just going in blind. Okay, fine. You're a dumb looking at everyone else. You're a dumb little boy. Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
Hi. Chandra 9.
Hi, Chandra.
Chandra 9.
Chandra 9.
Yeah. Or Chandra N. Chandra. I am a magician's assistant. I'm from Indianapolis.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And you kind of talk like a toddler almost. That's like something I've noticed. You talk like someone who's like in timeout and trying to get out of it by eliciting sympathy. And I'm going to take you up on the offer to go home because I don't like you at all.
Wait, everyone else except for Chandra 9 can leave. Chandra?
No, I will not marry you.
No one's ever spoken to me that way before. And I really liked it. I think you see me for me. And Ryan, that makes me feel like a confident adult man. And so, Chandra 9, will you be wife of mine?
No, I said no already. She gets in the car and drives off. Also, I just want to say that when I said I was Ryan Seacrest, I meant I was Ryan Carter Crest. Ryan Seacrest. I'm a different guy than the other host.
I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Why?
I didn't get something.
Oh, by the way, a PA comes up.
Yes?
This came in from the local authorities. Apparently it's like a violation in a court order for unpaid parking tickets. Dude, pay your tickets. You're
no!
so rich. all right, should we take a break?
Yes. What the fuck are we doing?
This is how the world is to us.
The world is full of people who talk like timeout babies. For over 100 years, Trico has been the leader in innovation and ingenuity for everything wiper blades. Okay, Trico was the first, not the second, not the third, but the first to mass produce wiper blades, and they have received numerous, not just one, but numerous awards from vehicle manufacturers who trust Trico to put the best product on their vehicles. Not the second best, not the worst, but the best, okay? One of their products, Trico Neoform, is designed to match your vehicle's exact connection. That means no more guessing, no more hassle, and no more confusion while installing your wiper blades. Not only are they easy to install, but they are high quality beam blades built to beat any type of weather. The Trico Ultra Blades are American made premium beam wiper blades that shine in any weather. These wiper blades also feature a unique design that converts wind force into extra pressure, allowing for maximum windshield contact.
You're getting way too happy.
Oh my god. The Trico Sweatsuit Wiper Blades automatically pairs the correct size and fit wiper blades specific to your vehicle. That's two wiper blades sized perfectly with the correct connection already attached. Simply visit wipers123.com, enter your vehicle information, and select whichever smart set you prefer. Trico Smart Set Monsoon for areas with heavy rainfall, Trico Smart Set Tundra for cold, snowy areas, and Trico Smart Set Storm for everything else in between. Go to wipers123.com and use promo code REVIEW, REVIEW, at checkout, and receive $10 off of your order of $40 or more. Thanks, Trico.
And we're back. All right, one star from Adam N. This is a majestic car wash in L.A. Calais.
L.A. Calais, Fournier.
Colby Calais.
Bubbly. This is Adam.
Do you think Colby Calais ever pops up, Bubbly?
Oh, she 100% does. I think it was my second time at Carnegie, that's the worst sentence I've ever said.
Oh, you met her. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I didn't meet her, but she played that concert, and one of her,
she couldn't
I remember,
stop drinking Cristal.
I remember she sang Bubbly. I'm like, no way. It was great. This is from Adam.
N.
Adam Naveen. So he's kind of a mix of Adam Levine and Prince Naveen from Princess and the Frog. So he's Adam, he's Adam Levine as a frog prince.
Got it. All right. One star.
Prince Naveen from Princess and the Frog is really hot. Okay, sorry.
You're in love with a frog.
No, like human
a toad,
him
really
is
human him is hot.
He's
if you mix
so
him with
hot.
Adam Levine in real life, it's not that different. It's like a half cartoon man, I guess. All right, one
so
star
hot.
From okay. Adam Levine. Dude probably didn't even touch the back. Used McDonald's cup lid was still under the seat. Side door panel had wrapping paper left there and grease and dirt all over the steering wheel buttons. The best part, I had money in my hand, but when I looked inside and immediately saw this, I only gave him a couple dollars tip and put the rest away in my back pocket. Of course, the guy cussed me out for this and threw a small tantrum, which is funny from a 50-year-old. Too bad I speak Spanish. Do a better job next time.
Jesus Christ.
I just like, he thinks everyone's going to be like, yeah. It's like, you're an asshole.
You're an asshole and your car is disgusting.
You're the one with the gross car. Anyway, it's probably too hard to deep clean within the allotted time. It's also a drive-through car wash, so
it's
like they're only kind of doing something after you get out of the other end.
And I love that it's like in him telling this story of like, and they left this and this and this. It shows like, man, your car is fucking filthy. It's like, right. Okay. Right, right, right. Adam, I get that. It's like, you know, when you pay for a car wash, you hope to get the whole thing, but like,
that's what I'm saying. So you're on my side.
You had wrapping paper on the car? Was it a present? You've had that car for like 5 years. I can't imagine what you wrapped it for.
I misunderstood a text from my boys. They said they had their cars wrapped, which I thought meant in wrapping paper, but they meant like they matted them out.
Got it.
And so yeah.
Got it.
But there's a couple pieces that I just like haven't been quite able to get off the side because I used, yeah.
Okay.
Rubber cement.
And I'm sorry, I know it's our anniversary dinner, but it's like I can't help but the details, they won't leave the old noodle. And so it's, I know we take my car everywhere, which is fine. Yep. And it's like, you know, and that's okay. But it's like, now I see why. And you said like the front buttons were sticky? The buttons on the steering wheel were sticky?
They were sticky, just on the steering wheel though. Just those buttons. And then
from
part of the
what?
Radio console.
Is that part of the McDonald's or something different?
No, that's like, it's kind of a long story, actually. Do you really want to get into it on our anniversary dinner? Because it was basically what happened was that I kept kind of nailing shit. And, you know, like the sticky part that you lick on an envelope?
Yes.
I wanted to figure out what that was. So I kind of like Googled it and then went and bought some of it. It's basically this chemical. I don't know the name of it, but I was like, oh, like I bet that I could catch things a little bit better. You know, we play frisbee in the park. So I was like, I put a little bit of it on my hands, like pine tar in baseball. And so then I was driving after we like were in the park throwing the frisbee. But I made some impressive catches. I will say the boys were kind of interested. They loved it. But when I got back in my car, I had all this like sticky envelope residue on my hands. And so when I was driving, it was just like, you know, changing the song. And then suddenly I couldn't stop changing the song. You know what I mean? Thumb was stuck to the button.
I don't know
you
whether
still
to
seem upset.
No, I just don't know whether to start with you kept mailing shit or you wanted to know what it was on the inside. You couldn't have figured out that it was a chemical that made things sticky that you needed.
I didn't know.
Don't interrupt. Is that it's like when you have an envelope, right? It's like you already have the stuff that's sticky. It's like you're like, you can probably guess feeling it like, oh, I would assume this is a chemical. You don't need to go out and buy more of the, no, let me finish. You don't need to go out and buy more of what you already have to figure out what that is.
I'm just saying, because sometimes things can be like the first person to use, like, I don't know, tape on something other than a box was kind of genius, right? So you have duct tape and you use it to
fix. You think the first person to use tape exclusively used it on a box?
Is this a cross-examination or is this our fucking anniversary dinner?
Well, I mean, it's like at this point, it was about the car, but now it's like, what do you know and what don't you know? And how do you think about things?
I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly on a search, a quest for more knowledge. How does anyone learn anything?
For the wrong things. You could be learning so much more about so many things and instead you're like, what was the first tape used for? A box?
Sure. Absolutely sure.
You've forgotten my birthday every year for the past 3 years.
That's true. This year I might remember.
You might forget? You
no,
probably
this year
will
I might
forget.
Remember it.
What's my middle and name?
Your
you
middle
spend so
name?
Much time. You, instead of learning.
Yeah.
More
Bring
about my sister and my brother-in-law before you went to the wedding. You were looking
Who
up...
Who cares about your brother-in-law?
You don't. This is why you spent your time looking up how they name Crayola colors.
Correct.
And what was the first Crayola color they ever named instead of going...
Well, they have a staff for it, and I didn't know. And the staff just come up with shit. They have brainstorming sessions, and I think that'd be a cool job.
But then you went to the wedding, and you didn't even know his name or my sister's name.
What do you think introductions are for? Hi,
you know
I'm
name,
Carl.
You know, you're able to differentiate between a lilac and a lavender Crayola, but you don't know my sister's name.
Riddle me this. What is the thinnest glass ever made and what
I
was it in?
I don't fucking know.
Neither do I. Let's go fucking figure it out,
Holy
right? That's called adventure
shit.
Seeking.
this is like, this is, I've been trying to rationalize your behavior for a long time. I'm thinking he's just a curious, he's a curious George.
That's exactly right.
Is, but no, it's not exactly right. It's a mix of that and you care about the wrong things.
Name one thing I should care about more than, let's say, what was the last thing I Googled? How much wood goes into a book?
Me.
What's that?
You should care about me.
We're at our anniversary dinner, aren't we?
More than how much wood. I got you a gift. Did you give me a gift?
My presence is a present. Kanye West said that.
Don't quote Kanye West at our anniversary dinner.
He has some cool ideas about what to look up and be curious about. Guess what Kanye said at his last Donda listening party?
I don't give a shit.
He said,
I don't give a shit.
Feathers aren't part of a balanced diet unless you know how to digest things that aren't meant to be in your GI tract. He said that. He said that at the last Donda listening party. And I took that to heart. Guess what I did for lunch?
You didn't pay a car wash attendant. You ate a feather. And you didn't pay a car wash attendant.
I didn't tip a car wash attendant.
Your car is radioactive.
Well, that's only because I wanted to see if it would be radioactive.
I know!
So, I just wanted to find out!
No wonder he didn't go in your car. It was glowing!
And so was I. Because guess what? I tried a new skin technique.
What's your own favorite thing to do? Do you even know anything about yourself? You spend all this time looking up random facts and figures and things and trivia, but I think at the end of the day, it's you're too scared of what's inside of you. You're too scared to get to know yourself or anyone you care about.
But I don't care about me yet because I'm not interesting enough. That's what this whole thing is. I'm getting more interesting by learning new things. By the way, if you ever came to Tuesday trivia nights, maybe you'd see what I'm actually kind of good at.
Cut to Tuesday trivia. Okay, everybody, we are down to the final question. Now, this one we're doing a little bit differently. Winner takes all, okay? Doesn't matter what's on your scoreboards. This is
weird,
like,
way of doing trivia. Let's do it.
this is for all the money, okay? All right, here we go. What owl is native to California? What owl is native to California?
Oh, you know what, guys? When I ate that feather, it was on an owl, and the owl was kind of like...
Sorry, you plucked a feather from an owl?
Well, yeah, I mean, like...
No, well, yeah, Jesus
Man's
Christ, dude. That's... What the fuck? Man's gotta eat a feather plucked from an owl?
Yeah, from a spotted owl. Northern spotted owl!
Did I hear a northern spotted owl? That's correct! No, dude.
What'd I tell you guys? Feather? Let's celebrate, huh?
You're just
I'm
like
hungry.
Grabbing the owl. We don't want to be your friend anymore.
Okay.
Come back. So that's what trivia night was like for you. You lost your friends because you held an owl captive and ate its feathers.
Well, it was my buddy. It was my domesticated animal.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Listen, I've actually been looking for an excuse to end things for a while because I couldn't really put my finger on it, but I feel like this conversation was really... Yeah, I feel like this conversation was really illuminating. And
yeah,
I wish you all the best. I hope that you find yourself interesting. I hope you start having compassion for yourself.
For sure.
For sure.
Now I can figure out what it means to be happy.
Now?
I've been actually...
I don't think so.
Questioning things for a bit.
I don't. No, I'm fucking awesome.
I'm breaking up with you.
No! No, you are not. No.
Yes. I'm just too curious about what single life might have
the
for
dude
me.
Who plucks and eats feathers from owls is not breaking up with me.
I don't know.
I'm a pediatric doctor. I save children's lives. I was top of my class at Harvard. And you pluck feathers from owls and eat them. Because
everybody's
Kanye
a doctor.
West... That's
how many
not
people
true.
Eat feathers?
Everybody's a doctor.
So many people are doctors. Not that many people eat feathers.
I'm breaking up with you. That's final.
I already broke up with you. You can't break up with someone you're not in a relationship with.
No, literally, before you said you're breaking up with me,
actually, you know what? Let's
you.
Get back together and then break up with me because I'm kind of curious what it might be like.
No, I'm not.
We're back together now. Let's get back together.
Oh my god.
And then break
god,
up with me.
Fine. I'm breaking up with you. Twice. Please? This is the second time.
It's really sad. I feel bad. It's interesting.
What? What are you talking about?
It's just now that I have that experience, I'm like,
what
why
was the
is
first
it
experience
it?
Like?
Breaking
when it
up
happened...
with someone who honestly
no,
kind of wasn't that interesting or curious.
Me! You look at your phone, another Kanye tweet. If pillows are for your bed and your head, why don't we put them on the ground wherever we are?
Oh, you know what? You're right. Kanye's a fucking idiot. Shit. Should we get back together?
No.
We've already done that. I need something new. All right. Should we do our last segment?
Yeah.
This shook me all week.
I sold my car and bought a truck.
Yeah, you did.
We haven't
Do
talked
you love
about it.
It?
I fucking love it. It's I was driving around a RAV. I was circling a RAV in my RAV4, and the gas mileage was prime. It was pretty primo, but it just didn't. It wasn't me. You
Do
know
you
what I
feel
mean?
Like you can drive long distances in this truck?
Yes, 100%.
Really.
So I got a 2003 Toyota Tacoma. It's actually the exact truck that Jake used to have, which is the one thing I don't like about it.
Why don't you like that?
I mean, it's kind of interesting, but like I wish that it. I don't know. Like I don't want to steal his steez. You know what I mean? But I just like God. It's such a cool
don't
car.
Don't say steal his steez, but yeah.
So, it's what one of the most reliable engines ever made. Forget just Toyotas, like, of cars ever. Like, people say
Forget
this
just
is
Toyotas.
Like the best engine ever made. There's evidence to back this up. A normal Tacoma from this generation can go 500,000 miles easy. At least 400,000. At least 300,000. And I'll never get it up to even 300,000, I don't think. There's a famous one that had 1.2 million miles on it. So I would 100% feel comfortable taking on a road trip. It just needs to, you know, it's a little bit of an older car. It's 18 years old. So just need to give it some more TLC on a biannual basis. And it
That's
should be
crazy.
Fine.
That's so exciting.
But it drives awesome. And I'm excited to, like, help my friends with various tasks that they need. Because
you have a bed. You have a truck.
Because I have a bed. Also, my friend works, or my roommate, Justin, she works at this really cool, she works for this really cool clothing designer, and they're doing like a photo shoot in Elysian Park tomorrow with the truck.
Nice.
And so I just think I just love it. It's
That's
like,
so cool.
It's adventure ready. It can handle, you know, camping. It can handle moving furniture and
Glamping.
Other stuff. Glamping.
You sound less
something...
congested, by the way. Sorry to
interrupt. Yeah, a little bit. It's probably 95% mm-hmm. better. It's just that last 5% of congestion. But I don't know. There's just something romantic about, you know, having a pickup.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay to, like, smile when
I
say
am smiling.
Cool shit.
I am smiling.
No, I said an awesome sentence and you didn't give me daps. You didn't give me due propers.
I said, yeah. I don't know.
No, say like, that's awesome. That's thank
I'm,
you for making my
it's...
life better by having the pickup is what you should have said. Let's take
I
that
think,
again.
I think it's awesome that yep. you find it so romantic to have a car that you love.
Yep. Truck, but yeah.
It's still a car.
Let's do it one more time and just make sure you say truck this time. And then Daniel cut that first one out.
Daniel, keep that all in. I think it's so awesome that you have a truck that you love.
Care about. Let's do it one more time and say care about. Because it's kind of my... what's been shaking you?
Oh, man. I finished that book. I finished Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It was so fucking good.
In what, 2 days? That was insane.
In a short amount of time. It was very good. What has been shaking little old me? I feel like every time I do this, I'm late to some trend or some show or the concept of reading a book, but it doesn't fucking matter. Overnight oats. Had overnight I've had overnight oats before. I've had getting it at the store or something. But Daniel made homemade overnight oats for the first time this past week, and he's made it twice in a week, and they're just delicious. I mean, oats, oat milk, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of cinnamon, and a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of maple syrup. You can put cinnamon on afterwards if you want to, with some fresh blueberries, raspberries on top. It's a game changer. I mean, it's phenomenal. It fills you up. So my what should be is overnight oats.
Yeah. You know, if you ever need to like talk, you can call, right?
No, I know. I don't need to talk. I never need to talk.
Yeah. You don't have to do these like veiled cries for help by saying the most exciting thing in my life this week was overnight oats that I had to eat.
No, it's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I lied. Okay, sorry.
I think the overnight oats thing is funny.
I do too. Okay, I'm going to add something really, really quick because I cannot believe. So today we went to the Art Institute of Chicago and we saw the Bisa Butler portraits exhibit. It was fucking incredible. I can't believe I didn't know who Bisa Butler was beforehand, but she is an unbelievable visual artist who her like main medium is quilting. And she does these incredible, incredible
really
quilted portraits. Bisa Butler, BISABUTLER. And the exhibition was called Portraits. And it is the most incredible things I have ever seen. Look up. Are you seeing photos of them?
Yeah.
They're unbelievable. And we went because Daniel's parents are members. And so, like, they have, like, hours in the morning for members. And so we went at, like, 10 a.m. where there was, like, no one there. And so it's, like, but it was crazy to be walking through the Art Institute. And it felt like a night at the museum. There was, like, truly no one there on, like, Thursday at 10. And so, we had to walk through all these other exhibitions to get to the Bisa Butler exhibit, which was on, like, the far side of the museum. And, like, to be alone in the room with the Sunday in the Park painting by George Seurat. Like, there was no one else. It was crazy. That's usually one of the busiest rooms of the Art Institute. And it was just, like, it was me and Daniel's family in there with no one else there. Like, just that alone, or, like, alone with some Van Goghs on the way to this unbelievable exhibit. Go check out Bisa Butler. Her work's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So an incredible, moving, poignant exhibit about the Black experience in America and family and art and overnight oats.
Yeah, oats that soured in over 12 hours. you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review, and the show on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee.
We'll see you guys again on Tuesday. Thanks so much for listening to this bonus Friday episode of Review Review.
Wait, will this be after our 100th ep?
Yeah, it'll be after.
That's crazy. We've had this is our 100th and whatever episode. That's nuts.
101. 101 Dalmatians. Episodes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Arrivederci.
Chi.
That was a HeadGum Original.